I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Kirk and Nolan in the studio for the last week of 2022. Nolan and Dirtbags, we'll be talking about, the appreciations and the thanks and our thoughts about 2022 as part of this episode, probably in the third segment of the show. But you know what? We still got a lot of stuff. There's been another week of crazy activity from our last show, from Correa to the Jays finally pulling out their trade to a few other little moves and interesting thoughts and opinions that we'll share with you as we go through segment one and two. But as we always say, a lot of thanks for this episode for 2022. And let's start off with our good friends, Tress Sullivan, Drew Avens at Rip Grip Pro, the hitting training aid, palm up, palm down, stay in the zone a long time. You want to check this product out if you haven't. And if you do, look them up at Rip Grip Pro. Pro.com and let them know Nolan and Kirk sent you from Dirtbag Baseball, and you know what, they'll certainly help you along and understand why you should have this as part of your training program if you don't already. And then of course our good friend Earl Perrin and the rest of his team down at the Rope Trainer as well. So you can get the Rope Trainer right from our website at www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com, as many of you already have done. And if you haven't, go right over there and you'll see the videos, the highlights. You'll understand that John Smoltz is a part of that package and highly approves, not endorses, but approves the Rope Trainer, as do we in our throwing programs. So again, if you have any worries of either of those products, reach out to me or Nolan Kirk at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We'll explain to you a little bit more about them, why we believe in them, why we feel that you should be using them as part of your training programs as well, for sure. So we definitely wanted to give them the big shout out. And of course, every one of you servicemen and women around the world that listen to every other dirtbag out there that's a part of this show, a part of the nation, and we really say thank you for sure from the bottom of our hearts. And then of course the team at Sports Byline USA for picking us up last April, and hopefully we'll all continue to grow this amazing Dirtbag Baseball Nation, and we'll go from there. So we're excited about it. So sit back, get your favorite drink, get settled in, and we're going to be right back here in a moment.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans,
so I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need a new desk calendar so that I don't miss a meeting with my boss or a soccer game with my daughter.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year. Right now, a 2023 lined desk calendar is $3.99 and an unlined calendar is just $4.99. Make this year your year at Staples. Offer ends 12/31. In-store only.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And like you said, a lot to talk about. Nolan, I think I know where you're going to start, but I never know. So shoot her away, boy.
I mean, obviously, it's disappointing for San Francisco Giants fans. I had a feeling, I mean, Michael Conforto to the Giants made a lot of sense to me. I mean, obviously, he was kind of the next guy up in line. The Giants said, hey, we got this money. We're going to spend it. Conforto, you know what? Two-year, $36 million. I got no problem with that deal. I mean, in terms of what you're going to get out of him, you're not really too sure. Obviously, I haven't missed this past season. But, I mean, when he has been healthy out there on the field, he's a great player. And you're going to get a discount at $18 million a year. He was in line to sign over $20 million last year prior to having the surgery and all that extra stuff.
Believes in himself, right? Because yeah. he was right in on the, it's a multi-year contract, but basically opt-out after one. So he's basically saying, hey, I'll take that. But absolutely, I'm all in. To prove that I'm healthy, give me 1 year opt-out, and I'm going to be right back in there over the $20 million, like you said.
Yeah, and I mean, and the Giants did this last year with Carlos Rodon as well. They took the project of him hopefully staying healthy. Obviously, that was after a year of Rodon staying healthy. This is Conforto coming back off the injury this year. Now, I think it's going to help them out. I don't know exactly where he's going to play. I'd imagine it'll probably be right field. Obviously, a guy that can play a few different positions depends on kind of how Yastrzemski comes back. But it's another left-handed power bat to put in the middle of that lineup. I don't mind that signing. Obviously, they still got a few guys that they got to go out there and make moves on. But I mean, hell, that's the, I'd say, probably the second biggest move from this week. Another move happening in the NL West. You got the Dalton Varsho trade going up to Toronto Blue Jays for Gabriel Moreno and Mr. Lourdes Gurriel. Now, the best part about this was Lourdes Gurriel tweets out, because originally it was just said, okay, the package is Gabriel Moreno around other people or a player to be named later for Dalton Varsho coming back. Lourdes Gurriel tweets out, I don't care who the other player to be named later is. That's a great win. Turns out he's the player to be named later. That's a little bit awkward. Now, mind you, I wholeheartedly hate the trade for the Jays. I think the Arizona Diamondbacks, in terms of getting a true veteran outfielder there in that trade, that's a good move by them, because, I mean, obviously their most veteran outfielder to this point is Kyle Lewis, a guy that they acquired earlier in the offseason, former AL Rookie of the Year, but he's still a guy that's only on his third year in the majors. So, like, you need another guy that can kind of do it all. I mean, a right-handed stick. Luis Gurriel is a hell of a player.
Yeah, I know. When you first told me about the trade going down, I was the same thing. I was like, you got to be kidding me. That's an awful trade. But I sit back now and I'm trying to digest it or whatever. And again, I don't know if I like it yet or not, but I'm certainly a lot more open to it. I mean, I guess it's like a lot of us, right? I try to be really guarded and not fall into the prospect hype or whatever. And normally I'm really good, but I certainly was looking forward to seeing this Gabriel Moreno more regular with the Blue Jays. We got a taste of him last year or whatever and that, and it looked like he was basically proving what we had heard all along in the small dose that we did get of him. And you sit there and you go, Lourdes Gurriel, like, man, they wouldn't give him up as part of the Jose Ramirez talks the last 3 or 4 years with Cleveland whenever that would come up. I'm thinking, why? But as you dig a little deeper, he's only got the 1 year left and becomes a free agent. Varsho, on the other side, he was a catcher, but because he's so athletic, they've been able to move him to the outfield. So now they in a sense, they've got that third catcher in case something happens to Kirk or Jansen, God forbid. And obviously their defense for outfield, and they're right there now. I don't – Kiermaier, like he said about 3 weeks ago when he signed, right now or two – He was coming through the TV screen. He was so excited to get up there and get and be a part of it. And hey, he's planning on being in the everyday lineup. There's no question about it. So if he's in there, Springer, he's got to be on the field, but that's a hell of a lot better defensive outfield. That's for sure. They're going to save some runs for those pitchers.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for the Jays to make a move to acquire one of their actual center fielders. Like, no offense to Kevin Kiermaier, but he's a guy that hit what 210 the past 3 years, basically. Absolutely. Like, in terms of, okay, you want to bat him 9 in the order, sure, go ahead. He's a lefty stick. Varsho, obviously, a lefty stick. Now, Varsho adds stolen bases on top of home runs and everything like that, and he's a great defender. I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying the Jays, like, based on how highly touted Gabriel Moreno is, I mean, I get it that there wasn't a lot of options out there for teams left to trade a catcher to. But
I like it. What do they got? They got 4 with Varsho, the Jays, where the Diamondbacks will get 6 out of Moreno.
Yeah, and they got Carson Kelly.
Years and stuff
Carson
like that.
Kelly's on the last year of his contract,
but,
too.
But again, I think the more I'm looking at it, Nolan, now in Dirtbags, is that it's that West Coast thing, right? I just don't know enough about them. I know enough about the hype of the Arizona Diamondbacks and Varsho himself or whatever, but the other guys out there and the excitement and, wow, that's a good team. That's a lot better team. They almost get forgotten about because exactly right. They're never going to be big spenders like the Dodgers and the Padres have all of a sudden become. And the Giants tried, but failed for 22-23.
Yeah.
But I'm growing on it. I'm starting to settle in and grow on it. And so I guess if nothing else, I'm certainly going to give it a chance. I have no opportunity or to do otherwise. I have to give it a chance and explore it and watch them, right? It's done deal. But I think it's part of that fact that I just don't know enough about Varsho other than the stats and what we've seen to see this guy looks like a hell of a player. Holy cow, this could end up being a really good trade for them. And again, the Chapman, go back to the Jays again, the Chapman for Brett Lowry and some other pretty good players back when that trade happened with Oakland a few years ago, and all of a sudden Brett Lowry was out of the game, what, in about two years?
You mean Josh Donaldson?
Or Donaldson, sorry. Yeah, Donaldson, sorry, I apologize. And yeah, so you just, again, it comes back to that, you never know. I mean, Moreno, like I said, the little bit of taste that we got, I think you'll agree with that. He did look pretty legit behind the dish.
Well, here's the thing too, right? So Danny Jansen last year, they were showing in games that he caught, the record for the Jays, they were 40-19. Like, that's horrible. For that to be your starting catcher, for him to only have 59 games caught. Now, I get it. Oh. Statistically, like the record, it's above 667. Yeah, but 59 games caught.
Well, and he had those injuries last year, right?
That's... Like, and you're banking on that to be your starting catcher? I'm sorry, that one, even Alejandro Kirk, like all 250 pounds of him. Or whatever he is, he's got to be over 250. He's 5'6", 5'7", lacks mobility, doesn't have a great arm.
I'll agree with that. He's never going to be a home run power player, right, either in that. So he's a good average or whatever. And I agree with you. I'd really like to know how hard they tried to push maybe Kirk into that trade and keep Moreno off.
Yeah.
In all fairness.
No, that's the thing. Yeah, I would have loved
to
be
Arizona.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for that trade. Arizona, in my opinion, made off like a bandit in that one. Just because, I mean, you look at it this year. Now, how highly touted he is, how highly touted Francisco Alvarez, this is of the New York Mets.
Yep.
Like, there are two guys that are right up there. Adley Rutschman, obviously, last year was the top catching prospect. He was the number one overall prospect in baseball. Alvarez is now the number one overall prospect in baseball. Like, you see what I'm getting at here? Like, it's one of those things where even Pittsburgh, when they call up Henry Davis finally, like, I'm imagining he's going to make a huge impact because he was a former number one overall prospect, former number one overall pick, top prospect in their system now. And you're looking at it, man. Like, that's what you need is those catchers coming up through the pipelines that have, like, actual high ceilings. Now, obviously, St. Louis tried that for ever and ever, but, I mean, they had Yadier Molina.
And we're not going to have enough time. We're going to have to dig deeper into it or continue it on in the second segment, too. We're just over a minute left in this segment, Dirtbags. But let me ask you this, Nolan. Do you think a lot of us are in that hype around catchers across there because of the Buster Posey? All of a sudden, Adley Rutschman comes up. He is a catcher that looks like he's going to be that next generation of leadership, at that type of a level of leadership. Do you think we saw that a bit in the Marino?
We're in the hype because you need a catcher to win games.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. If you have a smart catcher controls the pitching staff, controls the defense, controls everything.
He's the quarterback.
Right? Like, Yadier Molina, man, he was successful in the major leagues not because he could hit, but because he could actually do everything at an elite level besides hitting. Now, he learned how to hit after year 4 or 5 in the majors, but it was one of those things. Buster Posey was just an anomaly all on his own. Buster Posey, if he doesn't retire at, what, 34, 35? Now, I get it. He was all banged up. He had all the injuries, concussions, all that stuff. But he could have gone down as one of the greatest of all time for catchers. And we'll continue talking about this more after the break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. So as we were talking about it before the break, like Buster Posey, I mean, yeah, that guy was just a freak. He was up there like Salvador Perez type stuff, right? Like you want to talk about it, and you're looking at the best organizations basically of the past two decades since the turn of the century. New York Yankees. Who did they have behind the dish forever and ever? Jorge Posada. Durability. Salvador Perez, durability.
Pudge Rodriguez,
durability.
Now, didn't get the wins, didn't get like the championships.
Pudge might have had the steroids too helping him out. That one never got proven for sure, but I mean, there was always speculation and stuff like that. Either way, you're looking at it, like Johnny Bench before him when he was on the Reds, like the Reds were a dynasty, and I mean, that's the way that I look at it. You're looking at the Baltimore Orioles just of last year. Baltimore's not an 82-win team? I can't remember off of the top of my head how many they had. I think it was 82 and 80. But either way, yeah. Like, without Adley Rutschman, that's maybe a 70-win team.
Yeah.
65-win team again. Like, they're not an 82-win team. You're looking at it. And, like, Boston trades Christian Vasquez, for example. Boston went to shit last year. Pardon my French. But after that trade, they were a horrible team. And that's the thing, man. No, like, that's why I'm saying Martin Maldonado. You got to give him credit. Like, that's a dude that can hit worth a lick, but he's one of the best catchers out there in terms of what he does defensively and controlling the defense and everything like that. Like that's why they respect him so much down there in Houston. He's got a couple of championships to show for it now, too.
Absolutely, right? You look at, for me, the two biggest players down the second half for all of Major League Baseball. I'm not talking in stats or anything like that, but I mean, the stats are there to validate what I'm about to say. Adley Rutschman, American League, Albert Pujols, National League. Like those guys just, oh my God. Yes, the Cardinals were there in a subpar, not a weak division, but a subpar division. But it was just like getting a trade deadline acquisition. It was like getting your Scherzers, your Verlanders, your whoever at the trade deadline, those guys. They were already on the team. But for me, it was those two guys for sure. So the bottom line is, Dirtbags, Blue Jay fans out there, especially Arizona Diamondback fans out there, and that, hey, that's a good trade. That's a good trade. You got to be excited, I guess, both ways, really, at the end of the day. And good for them. They pulled it off, got her done. Like you said right at the very first, Nolan, sorry, Lourdes, you just happened to be the player to be named later.
Yeah, no, I couldn't believe that. It was like 30 minutes before the trade actually got announced saying that he was the player. But either way, not like so we got different points on that one. Kirk likes it. I'm not huge on it for Toronto side. Regardless, we both love it for Arizona. I mean, it's one of those moves that, yeah, it's going to help out the franchise long term. And you're looking at Arizona. Let's jump into Arizona the way that they're looking on paper. Like, they got three young outfielders all coming up. They're all going to be, I guess, not technically rookies, but first year players.
And you can, like, still trade for a good pitcher now. You've got some depth in that outfield still. Yeah, again, Lewis is a bit of a wild card, but you're not going to get a top pitcher for him if he happened to be in the trade, like your Carrolls and Thomas, and who's the third one?
Yeah,
I'm missing
Corbin,
now.
Corbin Carroll's untouchable, but McCarthy.
McCarthy, yes, absolutely, or whatever. And even Lourdes. People want that guy. That guy can play, and he could play multiple positions. So you look at that team, you got Keitel, Marte, and Lourdes. There's good multi-positional players, because Ahmad, a little bit tough, Nick, at shortstop. That's maybe their only weak area right now. A little bit at third, but not bad.
Yeah, but you're looking at it right now. I'd put Lourdes at third.
Yeah.
Like Lourdes still can play third to an extent.
Darn right.
From what we understand. Like, obviously,
and Lewis was a rookie of the year.
No, that's the thing.
So.
That's the thing. No, like, it's a good team on paper. You got Gabriel Moreno, obviously, backing up. Probably Carson Kelly. They're probably going to do a 50-50 split. I still like Carson Kelly behind the plate. So it's not like that's bad. But then, yeah, you're looking at the rotation. The rotation's not bad. You got Merrill Kelly. Obviously, he had a great season this past year. And then you got Zach Gallen, obviously, who, I mean, he's been phenomenal. Obviously, that was a trade that worked out pretty well both ways. Didn't work out so well when he first got traded by the Cardinals for Marcell Ozuna once upon a time. That one, Sandy Alcantara, and, I mean, Zach Gallen were basically the two guys coming back. Sierra Thomas never really, or Magnus Sierra, sorry, never really panned out as the center fielder down there in Miami. But either way, yeah, and then you're flipping Zach Gallen for Jazz Chisholm. Like, that's not bad. But then you're looking in their pipeline, too. Like, Drew Jones is coming up. Obviously, he's 18. He just got drafted this past year. But he'll be up in a couple of years.
Like that's a long-term... Obviously, Marte is out. Lourdes, we don't know how long he's going to be there or whatever. But that's a... that wow. You make the right trades for some pitchers now. Holy cow. They're right back in that dance with some good, young, serviceable players that are going to be there for a while, right?
Well, and that's the thing. Wow. Christian Walker dropped 30 and won a gold glove at first base.
36 or 37, I think, when it was all said and done.
Like, so that's why we're saying, man, Arizona's a dark horse team in that NL West.
That's, yeah.
Like, yeah. Right now on paper, I have them above San Fran still.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. You got to be excited if you're an Arizona Diamondback right now. If you're a player, you're going in with spring training with some
Piss some and vinegar. Yeah, you got a little bit of confidence going on. You like that? That's a I like what they're doing down there. And now this all depends on, like we said, we don't know how prospects are going to pan out. Corbin Carroll obviously had a taste in the majors. The other three outfield or the other two outfielders obviously were up there for most of the season. Like, but you're looking at it though, and Corbin Carroll is the number one rated prospect.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no question. And just an exciting trade. And for sure. So, hey, let's jump over and stay on that craziness that is Carlos Correa. San Francisco makes their decision. New York decides to make their decision, Mr. Cohen. Like I said last week, Cohen seems to be driving that bus, and he should. I mean, he's the man at the top, even though he's not GM. But all of a sudden, what, day later, or well, 3 days later, whatever, and that, they're kind of saying the same thing as the Giants, right? It's that broken, what, fibula, I think it was, and ligament damage or whatever and that. And obviously, it's glaring. And you made a good point to me, Nolan, off air about, maybe that's really why the Twins, when they were able to get him last year with the 3-year, with the 1-year opt-out, maybe that's really why they weren't hesitant on it. Yes, it looks bad now because he did opt out. But obviously, they kept it quiet, which they have to because of the collective bargaining or whatever. But I don't know. I mean, obviously, it looks like the Mets are going to keep them. But they're obviously negotiating a smaller length of time. It'll be interesting to see what the final contract looks like.
Well, we never thought that he would leave San Fran, honestly. So there could be a team that swoops in at the 11th hour and all of a sudden makes a move and they're confident that... okay, you know what? We can give him a 3-year deal. Take him until he's 31. Let's just say a 3-year, $100 million deal. I don't know what it's going to be, but that was kind of in line with what his last contract was.
I would
think
the Mets would do that, though.
Yeah.
You know, I think they'd have stiff competition amongst teams doing that. Then it would go to a higher annual average value. And I don't know. The bottom line for me is that's going to be interesting to see how that all unfolds, what it looks like at the end of the day. And obviously, we're going to be paying pretty close attention to him for the remainder of his career.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's certainly risky on the long term now. If everybody's saying that it's as serious as it is for two teams to all of a sudden get cold feet on the whole negotiations at 12 and 13 year deals. I mean, which makes sense if you're dealing with lower leg issues, and he's obviously had the back issues and a few different ailments throughout the years already.
And it goes back to what I said last week, right? Like all of a sudden these 10, 11, 12-year contracts coming out or whatever, that's putting a lot of resources in the cart. I don't know. I if I'm those teams, if I'm in management somewhere, I'm sticking. If I can keep my guys at 4 or 5 years, I'm doing that to the best of my ability and hoping the rest of the league does similar kind of actions and transactions, because it is just too much money. You're shelling out for the future. Like we said, I mean, hey, every time you sign these big marquee players, you're making that money back in jersey sales almost immediately. But at the end of the day, you got to win championships, right? Like, that's what we always say. It's always about winning the World Series. And for me, you have to have that great balance of youth with the the luck of the draw or luck of whatever of good veterans in there to finish it out and make it happen. Because wow. Well, that's it. The bottom line is that it's as simple as that, dirtbags. You take the chance. If you can get it, go for it. If it works out, you look like a genius. If it doesn't, you're in a whole lot of trouble. And speaking of a whole lot of trouble, what happened with Mr. Trevor Bauer?
Yeah, I mean, this is probably the biggest news that broke this week in terms of MLB. Trevor Bauer's 324-game suspension got reduced down to 194 games. So obviously suspended all of last year, and then he'll be suspended for the first 50 games of this season, meaning that he's eligible to return on May 23rd. In total, he will lose approximately $37 million worth of his salary. But I mean, that's the Dodgers finding out real fast that they're back on the hook for paying him. That was always kind of the speculation, and I guess they wanted to get it resolved as soon as possible because obviously the Dodgers were floating a little bit below the luxury tax threshold, and now they're back above it by, I believe, it's $10 million. Either way, so it'll be something that you have to watch out for as a Dodger fan on what their next move is going to be in order to try and get below the $200 million, and I think it's $25 million salary cap this year. Either way, no, like, I mean, Trevor Bauer, when he's pitching, obviously one of the best pitchers out there. But in terms of what that guy did, I can't see too many people being happy about him being able to pitch again for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Anything that's come out is they look to release him in January, right? And it's been quiet. That was one statement said about it, and I'm sure, like we said, they're going to keep it quiet, dirtbags. They want to get rid of that guy. Baseball, I'm talking about, not just the Dodgers. So anyways, we're going to be right back here in a few seconds.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 200 different wines and spirits, including Cabernet, sparkling wine, single barrel bourbon, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Like I said at the top of the show, speak briefly about what we're thankful for from 2022, since this is the last episode of 2022. And hey, bottom line, I think for both of us, Nolan, is the appreciation to Mr. Peck at Sports Byline USA and Broadcast Network and the whole team over there that helps us out. Since last April 4th, we were honored and privileged to be able to come on and speak with all of you and all around the world, domestically, Canada, South America as well, the armed servicemen and women around the world. It's been an honor and a privilege, and we're so excited every week to be able to come to you live come to you weekly and just share our thoughts and opinions, get all the comments and the feedback from you, and we thank you very, very much for all your support up to this point. Again, we thank the guys over at Rip Grip Pro and the Rope Trainer. If you are interested in being on here and being a part of the show, commercial, advertising, promoting, and having us review products that you have, send it out to us at Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We'll hook it up. We'll make it work. And we'd love to have you be a part of our team, part of our nation, and continue growing this amazing and fun thing. And I guess for me, this started in 2019, and I was lucky enough to be able to do it with Braden and Nolan at that time. And Braden's been busy the last couple of years or whatever with some little things. Nolan being able to hang in with me and keep bringing it to me every week. And it's so much fun to be able to do it with my son, and a person that I know that loves baseball inside and out. And even the fact that we were able to do it as I was able to coach and develop over in France this past season and be able to still come and bring it to you weekly, the Dirtbag Baseball Talk. And it's just been a great year. So can't thank you enough for everything that you've done with us. And we look forward to continuing and growing it. And having said that, Nolan, the biggest theme of questions that came in this week is, what are we looking forward to for 2023? What are some things that stick out in your head?
World Baseball Classic.
Oh, I was going to say it.
World Baseball Classic, man. No, I love it. When you can represent your countries and stuff like that, and you're getting everybody around the world hyped up about it. I mean, obviously everybody just watched the World Cup. What was there? 4 billion people or something like that worldwide. Now, obviously the World Baseball Classic is not to that extent. Baseball is not that popular around the world to the same extent that soccer is or football, depending on where you are watching, or listening, sorry. But either way, no, like World Baseball Classic, man, I mean, it is so fun to watch those elite of the elite players going up against one another. Obviously, you're looking at it. Japan looks stacked. USA looks stacked. Cuba, though, this was the big announcement that happened on Monday. USA is allowing the MLB stars to play for Cuba for the World Baseball Classic. Obviously, there's basically a better relationship now than what there was over the past decade, pretty much. But it's still not like it's a certain handshake relationship by any means. It's just kind of, okay, you know what, you guys can go and play and you guys can represent your countries, obviously, to help grow the game down in Cuba.
And it's the right thing too, right? Not only in Cuba. I mean, I think anybody that does know baseball around the world realizes that, you know what, they can ball a little bit in Cuba. And they've been able to ball for a long, long time. So, you know, it's the right thing to do. It really is the right thing to do for me. So, but like you said, Nolan, it's amazing to look at the rosters weekly and see who's they're not missing out on the opportunity. They're wanting to represent their country. They're wanting to be a part of it and be a part of history, really, at the end of the day. And like we said, right, like Olympics, FIFA, in this case, World Baseball Classic, how do you not want to do that, right? And I get it. Like they said, right? What is it? Los Angeles is looking for the Olympics in 2028. So they're probably looking to somewhat strong arm the Olympic Committee to get baseball into the Olympics again. That's another story for another day, another year when it comes down the pipe or whatever. But at the end of the day, the only way you're going to grow the game is to have the best of the best. And it's the truth, right? Every sport has benefited from it. And you see the difference of viewership when they don't have the best of the best. It's just not there, is it?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I remember watching, obviously, us being Canadian, we go nuts about hockey. And when they got rid of the NHL players from the Olympics in hockey, viewership was significantly down. Viewership still is significantly down. Because you're looking at it and you're like, I don't know these junior B players. Like,
no disrespect.
No, exactly. That's the thing. I mean, they'd still kick my butt up and down the ice, but still, it's not like it's the elite of the elite guys going up against one another. And that's what makes it fun, because for hockey, they'd shut down the league for 3 weeks or however long it was for the Olympic period. Now, obviously, there was a little bit of backlash behind it just because a few certain players would get injured every once in a while. I mean, Jonathan Tavares is probably the biggest name to come to mind, because the New York Islanders, when they had his rights, obviously, he ended up breaking his ankle during the Olympics. So, I mean, that is one concern that every single one of the four major North American sports franchises have. But you're looking at it and you're like, okay, basketball, they're still got their guys representing the Olympic teams. Like,
you have to do it, right? Because mm-hmm. the players want to do it. The players genuinely want to do it. Once they've done it once, they understand that as you win a World Series in baseball and there's no better accolade, you win the Stanley Cup, you win, football doesn't have it, like American football we're talking about or whatever, but, you know, NBA championship. Boy, when you win a world championship, it's just like a different beast. It really is. Like,
well, football's got the Super Bowl, but
they do, but I'm saying they don't have that world stage. And again, it's not played around the world, American football.
It's growing more and more just because of the Super Bowl halftime and stuff like that. They're making it a lot better.
And a few of the European games and stuff like that. Yeah. They certainly work, but they have to be working towards it because they see the other sports, sports as benefit from it, right?
Yep. No, that's the thing, though. Yeah, like you said, I mean, their baseball is played globally now.
And they see the fans want it.
Yeah.
The fans want it.
Yep.
For sure, we all do, dirtbags. We know it, right? Like, you're on the edge of your seats. And I love the World Baseball Classic because it's basically a month. It's a month, right? Now, the last time or whatever, and that, or two times ago, I can't just remember now, Marcus Stroman, for example, he was with the Blue Jays at that time or whatever. He went out and won the
2017, MVP. It was the last one.
Yeah, he won the MVP that year or whatever, and then he sucked for the Jays that season or whatever. And that, I mean, because he had to come out of the gate in March and be, you know, postseason ready, and he was that year. He was off the charts, man. I mean, he went MVP. Every Blue Jay was like, oh my god, he's going to win Cy Young this year. It was great, and he was burnt out by game one. And so that happens. I get it, that happens. But I think the rosters are a little bigger and stuff, and you know, you got more players there, and certainly the managers are probably told to a certain degree, you know, depending on, most of the world has majority, if not all, major league players. But at the end of the day, man, how do you not get pumped up and excited about that? I know for us, dirtbags, we're going to be making apparel up for it or whatever. That we're getting ready to start doing that in January or whatever. So make sure you're staying tuned on dirtbagbaseballnation.com because we'll be letting you know. And we're excited about it. We want you to wear your nationality. We want you to be proud of it. And you know, we want you to send in your comments and you know, follow us on Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation and that, and send it in to us. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you think of your team going into the tournament as the tournament's unfolding. And then you're going to go right into the season with all these moves that we've had over the last 2 months. There's a lot of exciting stuff going on right now. You got to be excited as a dirtbag out there. You know, not only just for your own amateur level, if you're at that level, you know, at your college, you're going to be getting excited about that. You're going to be right there in into your college season. Your son, your daughter, if they're out there playing, man, embrace it. There's a lot of things going on in 2023, just like we've seen the flurry of activity finishing out 2022.
Well, I think the guys that I'm looking most forward to seeing are the Japanese guys that have come over this off season. like getting to actually see them and actually paying attention to who they are. I mean, in the past, like obviously you've taken note of who they are, pitching for those teams and playing for those teams respectively. But I mean, you're not really paying attention to them as a fan, I'm saying, because yeah. They're not associated with your teams. They're associated with NPB teams. Yep. Seem to be the predominant one. But you're looking at it and you're like, okay, Kodai Senga, I want to actually see what this dude's like now that he signed to the Mets. Drawing a blank on the other guy's name that signed with Boston, the outfielder.
Yep.
But either way, you're like, okay, like these are guys that obviously immensely talented and they were paid big bucks to come over to the U.S. Like, let's see, okay, this is their first tune-up for getting ready for the season actually starting. Now, like you said, obviously the pitchers are probably going to be going 3 to 4 innings type of deal at most. I mean, I'm just basing it on the way the U.S. has constructed their roster of having 50 pitchers committed to playing for them, it seems like. Every other day it was
it's like an all-star game, right?
Yeah, it was just, holy, they got pitchers out the wazoo.
Yeah, you can almost go inning by inning,
mm-hmm.
You know. And I mean that honestly and openly, you could go. And that might be a great call. You might want to do that, go inning by inning. Have a different look. Pretty tough to get on top of that, right? How do you think the hitters are doing? Because the hitters usually look at March, and that's really, I mean, obviously they train year-round. We get that. But you know, February, you're just kind of meeting the guys again, meeting your new players. You're working it out. Let me get my 75 at-bats in during spring training. How are they going to look?
I bet you, the first couple of games, it's going to be ugly.
It could be. Or maybe they're going in February 1st and saying, boys, this is my 28 days. It's time to get down to business.
Well, that's
March 8th,
thing.
It rolls. March 8th is game one. So
that's the thing. I don't know how many off-speeds the pitchers are going to be throwing to start out the year for the World Baseball Classic, too. Because even those, man, off-speeds are a feel pitch. Like, you can't just get in there game one and say, okay, 3 innings of curveballs, sliders, change-ups on top of me throwing 95-plus on a fastball. Like, hitters, I get it. They can catch up to the fastball. But even that, though, like you said, it's not something like it's, okay, we've had 3-4 weeks of getting ready for the season to start. Now we're playing the World Baseball Classic. It's pretty much like week one, okay, now you guys are over at the World Baseball Classic. Have fun, boys.
Yeah, and again, I mean, obviously, they're mostly veterans that are playing on those rosters. So they're going to be prepared. They know what it is, especially if they're back end of the career veterans or whatever are getting down to that, and they know that this could be their or could be or will be their last opportunity or one and only opportunity at a World Baseball Classic.
Paul Goldschmidt's for sure last opportunity with the USA, because I mean, darn obviously right. He's 35 years old, past year's NL MVP. But I mean, you're looking at it, like you said, yeah, there's certain guys that are going to be left off the roster. Obviously Bryce Harper is the guy that's off the Team USA roster because of the Tommy John surgery. Aaron Judge is still a name that I'm waiting to see. I haven't seen him announce that he's going to be playing for Team USA. But, I mean, I think it's going to be one of those things that's inevitable that he does join the outfield.
I think so. I'd be awful surprised if he didn't, and I'd be awful surprised if the Yankees didn't encourage him to, right? Because, like you said, I mean, you want to be able to promote that as much during March that you've got your players on that team as well, right? If you're that team, for sure you do. There's no question about it.
Especially when you just got named the captain of the biggest team in the MLB. Like, you better be representing your home country if that's the case. And I mean, hell, it's one of those things where, yeah, I mean, we're pumped up for it. Obviously, we're talking more about this just because, like, in Canada right now, we got the World Juniors going on for hockey, and that's always a big thing that happens at this time of year. World Baseball Classic, man, it's going to be a hell of a time, and I'm looking forward to it. And I believe it starts, March 8th or something like that. Yep. But either way, we'll talk more about it after the break.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Nolan, time for your final thoughts of 2022.
Yeah, my final thoughts, I mean, let's just keep it simple for this one. You know what? It was a good year. We obviously got to see a full slate of baseball, which we didn't know that we would have. Got to see a hell of a World Series. I don't think anybody expected the Philadelphia Phillies to be there, especially after bringing on Robbie Thompson halfway through the year almost. You know what? No, it was a good year. We can't really complain on our end. Like you said, we got on Sports Byline USA. We had a hell of a time doing it so far this year, and we look forward to continuing on for 2023.
Absolutely, Nolan, for sure. And my final thoughts is just, you know what, we have the ABCA, American Baseball Coaches Association Convention coming up in Nashville, I think the weekend of the 6th through the 9th. And anyways, Nolan and I won't make it this year. We were down 3 years ago to Nashville, and it's a fantastic event, tremendous event. We decided to take a year off. So any of you going out there, go enjoy, embrace it, embrace being around great baseball people, at all levels. So, and finally, again, thank you to the Rip Grip Pro team. Thank you to the Rope Trainer team. And thank you to all of you. Send us your thoughts. Send us your opinions of what you'd like to see us be doing in 2023. You have questions about training, contact me, Kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com. That's what we do. We're here to help you out in any way, shape, or form. There's no question. And we're all a team. We're all a nation. That's what it's all about. If you're looking to get some apparel, or hey, you know what? You're not sure about apparel or products that we have, go ahead and get yourself a gift card or get that loved one in your family a gift card right on dirtbagbaseballnation.com. It's right there for you. It's as easy as that. Hey, do never hesitate to reach out, because it's always about evolving, it's always about growing, and it's always about living this game to its fullest, free and fearless and with an obsession. Nolan, it seems like every week goes so fast. If that's another thing, if you'd like us to add a second show or whatever and that, reach out to us and we'll get talking about that. So until 2023, be safe. Happy New Year. Be good to each other. Be kind. Nolan, it's that time of the week. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.